This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Matey!
Hello!
How are you feeling? Oh, good, good. Love and life. My boobs are the biggest boobs that have ever existed in the whole world. Standard preg life, baby.
I've been watching the videos. You look great. You're glowing. Your feet aren't even touching the ground. Is that a saying?
Well, that makes two of us, babe, because we're both killing it in obviously in different areas of life. But how wonderful to have, I feel like it hasn't stopped for you. Every time I turn around, there's a new really good, wonderful Tones and I song on the radio. You're in the zone, babe.
Thank you. Yes, that's the quickest I've ever been able to release music and I'm bloody loving it. Honestly, I can't believe I'm dropping an album. This is crazy.
Ooh. Oh my God. And you know what I'm loving the most is all the crazy, like, visuals and colours and, like, you're like a kid in a candy shop. Like, you've really gone to town with, you know, bringing this thing to life visually from all the kind of weird madhouse stuff now to the cloudy day, pinky, cartoony. I mean, are you having so much fun?
Well, Cloudy Day was meant to be actually filmed in the sand dunes in Queensland, real life, like pink van. Whoa. Everything was meant to be live, but because of the lockdown, we had to quickly do the cartoon version, which we do anyway because we do cartoon lyric videos for everything. But it was actually meant to be real. Like, lucky I just didn't buy the van. We were all going to be able to get the van, like, pink and everything, and like exactly like my old, like, 40 years old. But we had to quickly do an animated version because of lockdown, so we got it together real quick. But I was really excited to put that together, but it just means I have can use, like, creative ideas for the next one. So, yeah, but I do like all the colours and I want to keep it that way.
It's such a beautiful song because, you know, we see so many artists, it happens. Inevitably in life we lose people that we love and, you know, for an artist, of course, the thing you do is you put that pain into a song and I think it's so wonderful to hear how different people respond to grief differently. You know, this song is so beautiful and uplifting. When you lost your beautiful mate T, did you always know you were going to write a song specifically about this?
Well, I mean, yeah, this song was really needed for me because when T passed away, I actually was not being able to write. I had 8 more songs to the album to go and I couldn't write any songs. I was trying to work from the Melbourne studio. I was crying all the way there. I'd get there, I'd just cry. I'd write sad songs and they weren't even good. Mm. And I just pretty much called up Dennis Hammond from Sony and was like, I need to change. I need to see change. I just got to come somewhere away because all my friends were in a mess as well. It had been over a month. I knew I needed to work, but I couldn't, so I just left. It was so hard. I was crying on the flight. It didn't feel right to leave my friends, but I got there. That next day, Dennis called me into his office, and this was actually the day Michael Gudinski passed away too. So Dennis had obviously just lost someone himself that morning, and he said to me, before my mum passed away, she used to always tell me growing up and you know, into his adulthood, on a cloudy day, look up and find the sun. And I knew that I was going to use that. I respect him so much. And if anyone decides to open up to me in life, I take that very seriously. And people don't have to open up to people. So I take that really seriously. And I knew I was going to put this in a song. I didn't think I'd release it, but I needed to because I needed to write something a bit more uplifting just to get me through the moment. And then I went in, I called a choir of 20 people into the studio straight away and we all just started singing these lines. And it ended up being a pre-chorus and a chorus, and they usually wouldn't write this minimal amount of lyrics, but it just worked to him. But I really wanted to put this one in there because it means a lot to me and it actually makes a lot of people happy. And I forget that, you know, that's the power that we have being songwriters, and I don't want to skip on the good stuff as well.
Tones and I, always a pleasure having you on Ash London Live. You're always welcome here. We love you.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Thank you for the chat.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.